When you drive through Hill City, you see a memorial to Major Don Bebauer. Don Bebauer grew up in Hill City. He worked on the farm, was a Boy Scout, and participated in sports. And then when he was at the University of Iowa, he was drafted, and after passing the Air Cadet Program in 1943, he became a pilot in the 354th Fighter Group in the 9th Air Force for the United States. At the age of 22, he was promoted to major and participated in a maneuver to destroy a German airfield. The wing of his aircraft was hit. He did not survive that crash, and he's buried in the Epinal American Cemetery and Memorial in Lorraine, France. Major Bebauer's legacy is not forgotten, largely because of Paul Saylor. Paul is the author of two books about Don Bebauer. Paul also grew up in Hill City, and Paul's father was a close friend of Don Bebauer, and Paul himself became a military pilot because of Don Bebauer's legacy. Paul Saylor's first book was The Oranges Are Sweet, and his new one has just been published. It's called I Had a Comrade, Stories About the Bravery, Comradeship, and Commitment of Individual Participants in the Second World War. Paul Saylor is going to be in Hill City next Monday, the 4th of July, for a book event, and he joins us again over the radio. Thanks for joining us again, Paul.
Hi, Scott. It's good to be with you again. It's been several years since we've talked.
Yeah, well, why another book about Don Bebauer?
Well, Don Bebauer accomplished quite a bit in his life, and the first book, The Oranges Are Sweet, was his biography. This new book is more about the phenomena of comradeship that develops between people who go through the traumatic events that are part of war. And it's not just men and women, it's not just Don Bebauer in this book. He's one of the stories. He's the thread that connects many of the people in these stories. But it's a variety of folks, from B-17 bomber pilots to fighter pilots to my uncle, who grew up in Hill City and was an infantryman, Chet Saylor, with the Third Army. So it has a wide range of people that we cover in 400 pages. There are 10 stories, and they're in depth, so you get a good sense of what it was like for them during this traumatic event of the 20th century.
Yeah, well, your Uncle Chet is one of the people featured in your new book. What was his relationship to Don Bebauer?
Well, my uncle was about 8 or 9 years older than Don, but they played together on the 1940 Hill City baseball team. It won its league championship. So even though they're 8 years apart, being from the same small town, they knew each other quite well. And Don, of course, went to Iowa State, and he enlisted in the Army Air Corps in 1942. My uncle would not join until the following year, and he would not see combat until the tail end of the Battle of the Bulge in 1945. So here we have one Hill Cityan who was killed in action, Bebauer, and the other who would be wounded in action.
And also women are featured in this book as well. Tell us about Maria, a German teenager named Maria.
Well, Maria is someone that I've gotten to know over the last several years. She came to this country when she was 30 years old. And what's interesting about her story, and it's the only one that deals with a foreign army or Air Force, she grew up in Bavaria. She was 16 at the end of the war, but now an American citizen. You see this a village that she's in, you see it through the eyes of someone her age. You see it through her father, who's drafted into the German Army, a brother that goes off to war, and then a second brother. And what's interesting is there's comradeship there, too. In fact, the title of the book comes from a German military song. And the song and the title, I thought, encapsulated the issue of comradeship that is so common among these individuals. I personally didn't experience comradeship until I went to Vietnam, and I haven't experienced it since. It's hard for a veteran to explain this level of love that is simply called comradeship. It's just hard to nail it down. You almost have to have experienced it to to note. And it's one of the reasons that veterans often don't talk about their experiences, because other people don't understand it very well. But another veteran usually does.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Paul Saylor. He's talking with us about his new book, I Had a Comrade, stories about the bravery, comradeship, and commitment of individual participants in the Second World War. And without your attention to Don Bebauer, would he be pretty much forgotten, or is he honored? I know he's buried in a cemetery in France. Was he honored after by others who didn't know him so well like you?
Well, he was sort of a footnote to history when I met his wife, Elaine, in 1998. And, I didn't grow up in Hill City. My parents and grandparents came from, or my father and uncle and grandparents came from Hill City. I grew up over here in west central Minnesota. I'm at Wadena right now. But the young man was a major American ace. He was a triple ace, Minnesota's highest scoring ace. But there's a tendency when people die in war to, over time, kind of lose track of them, and that seemed to be what was happening with him. So it was an honor to be able to write his biography and to continue a little bit of his legacy in this new book. For example, his first aircraft is on the cover of this new book.
This is John Latimer, and I'd like to ask, first of all, the 4th of July, I know, is a huge deal in Hill City, and when I was a child back in the 50s, which makes me about your age, I think, we used to go down there. My father took us down to the 4th of July in Hill City, and it was always a great party, and you're going to be there at the American Legion on Monday and signing a book about Major Bierbauer's, or with Major Bierbauer's daughters. Tell us a little bit about the 4th of July in Hill City, and if you can, maybe you want to relate a little bit of the old-time history down there, too.
Well, it's an event that's very popular. It's been ongoing for over 100 years. I noted in The Oranges Are Sweet that there was only one time that I discovered when it was not held, and that was the first year of the Depression. They did not have 4th of July that year. But I can recall in the 50s, too, John, going over there, and they used to have a big pile of sawdust, and they'd put gum and nickels and quarters buried in there, and then they'd cut the boys and girls loose, and we'd just dive in and try and find a little pocket money.
Well, you and I think, probably rubbed elbows in that pile of sawdust. That was one of my very fond memories of Hill City. That was quite an experience.
The American Legion has really done a lot in that community over the years. What we're doing with the book signing from 9:30 to 1 o'clock is that $5 from each sale is being donated to the Legion for future projects. One of the projects was the Bierbauer Park that Scott mentioned a little earlier. And I'm really pleased to say that Don's daughter, Bonnie, Hanson from Cohasset, and Chet's daughter, Joan Bond, from Virginia, Minnesota, are both going to be with me for part of the event. And so a lot of people know them. Stop by and say hello.
Well, that's Paul Saylor talking with us about his book, I Had a Comrade, stories about the bravery, comradeship, and commitment of individual participants in the Second World War. Paul, thanks for being on our program.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Scott and John.
You bet, and good luck with the book. You can get more information at paulsaylor.com. Don't forget you can meet Don on the 4th of July in Hill City. And our interview with Don is what we call a Real Good Words interview with authors, and it's supported by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the Citizens of Minnesota.